This is the third and the final hour. Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtracks. It is time for the calendar. We don't have too much on the calendar for a couple of reasons. And I want to let you know these reasons, because here's the deal. I made a New Year's resolution about 6 or 7 years back, and I never hung on to it until the end of this last New Year's. And here's the deal. I want to stay far enough ahead in this show that I can not be too concerned about when it gets done and all of that kind of thing, so that I don't stress out. Because, you know, as I get older, when you get into your 30s and 40s like I am, you just you wind up having to deal with too much stress. And I don't want to deal with stress. I want to have fun playing music. I want to have fun doing things for you folks. And so what's happened is I've set up a situation where I am basically 5 to 6 shows ahead. So what happens is that means if you want something on the calendar before your event, you're going to have to think about 2 months before. Because you got to give it time to gel. So if you want me to say something a couple weeks before your event, you're going to have to get it on to me like 7 weeks before your event. So that means you got to do some planning, okay? And most of you have your events planned anyway. You know when your festivals are going to be. You know when your dances are going to be. So try and give me that stuff early enough that I can make it all work and get it into my head and make the dates all work together so that I can start pushing these things, okay? Because if you don't, it won't get mentioned, and there will be no need to have a calendar, and we can just do a whole bunch of folk shows with no calendars whatsoever. So that's how that goes. So, for example, it is the date that we're recording this particular show is August the 3rd, right? But this is the show for September the 6th, right? So you get what I'm saying. Alrighty? So there you go. That's a long way of saying plan things long range, get things to me as far in advance, even if they're tentative. Email me something and say, look, this is tentative, and then give me a quick call, and I give you the numbers. I give you all that stuff so that you can hunt me up and say it is happening so that we can make it all work. Alrighty? Okay, so the first Saturday dance in Ellensburg doesn't happen until October, and that's pretty cool, but there are some second Saturday dances. At the Barrett Road, Rockford Grange, there out on Barrett Road, there's a second Saturday dance sponsored by the Mid-Columbia Folk Society. And also, there is the Yakima dance on the second Saturday as well, and that is at the Broadway Grange on Washington Avenue. Third Saturday dance. The Palouse Folklore Society's dance returns to the 1912 Center on second or third in Van Buren, there in Moscow. So be sure and check that out. And the big ticket item, and this is a way cool item, Sweet Honey in the Rock is going to be at the Beasley Performing Arts Coliseum on September the 27th. That's part of the Humanitas Festival with all kinds of cool stuff happening, actually, of an international and a roots nature and a gospel nature and a world nature. And Sweet Honey in the Rock is a big part of that. You can get your tickets at Tickets West at 1-800-325-SEAT. That's Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT. Or you can pick them up at the Coliseum box office, and then you won't have to pay all the service charges. If you have not seen or heard of Sweet Honey in the Rock, they are amazing. They are the movers and shakers using gospel music and modern activist music, but with a Christian bent. But it doesn't, you know, if you're like doing the anti-Christian thing, hey, do the proactivist thing and go see these folks. They do historical gospel music. They do music that inspires one to just to get up and motivate. And that is really, really something. I've seen them a lot of times at the Vancouver Folk Festival, and I've seen them all over the years. Saw them at Cordner Hall in Walla Walla, and they're just amazing. Sweet Honey in the Rock. A cappella music. 5 women, and they really, oh, it's just something you have to see. How's that for descriptive and full of the right kind of adjectives? 1-800-325-SEAT is the number to call to get your tickets for Sweet Honey in the Rock. And if I were you, I would do it now. Already? I think they have the 2,500 seating, and Sweet Honey in the Rock is just an institution. And, oh, my gosh. Go see them. Already? Okay, back to Greg Spatz from his album with his wife, Kierdwin Spatz. And this is Bash Bish Falls.
Feels a long angle from the iron-bound border. It's obvious that it's a mess, but we can work it out. We've got to find a way, some way, somehow. And this is quite the hole that we dug ourselves into. We can't just fill it in with just one scoop. And these times are tumultuous, but it's time to open up our eyes. It makes me so frustrated how we often underestimate what we could do with just a little peace. Or maybe we're just jaded. It's possible we've overstayed our welcome here amongst our human race. Solution, then you're just a problem too. So take your finger, point it right back at you. And this is quite the mess that we got ourselves into. We can't just sweep it up with just one swoop. Crimes are preposterous, but we still plead our innocence. If we communicated, got everybody on the same page, we would see the chaos that we chose. We'd see it's all related. The statistics clearly correlate. The proof is there, it's right beneath our nose. And these times, they are tumultuous. And these crimes are preposterous. It's time for us to open up. It's time for us to open up our eyes. It makes me so frustrated how we often underestimate what we could do with just a little peace. Jaded. It's possible we've overstayed our welcome here amongst our human race. It's obvious that it's a mess, but we can work it out. We've got to find a way, some way, somehow.
Some Way, Somehow, that's Tommy Simmons from his acoustic little EP. And he's got a new album out that's pretty electric and pretty much, because he's like a 22, 23-year-old kid and he wants to be kind of a star. And he could get there, or he could be at least, in there with everybody else. But he won't be down on the bottom of the pile, I can tell you that. He's too good. And he plays, he plays the college bars and that kind of thing, and plays college campuses and does college kid kind of material. And you can kind of tell by the nuances and everything that he got some kind of alternative pop rock influences. And that's how that goes. Tommy Simmons, Some Way, Somehow. Before that, Suzanne Vega Iron Bound and Fancy Poultry. And before that, Greg Spatz and Bash Bish Falls. Eric Bogle's from Peebles in Scotland, and he moved to Australia in 1977. Written two of the most famous folk songs ever, ever, ever. One was the band played Waltzing Matilda, and the other was No Man's Land, or Willie McBride. How do you do, Private Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside? Did they beat the drums slowly? Did they sound the fife lowly? Did the rifles fire o'er ye as they lowered you down? And did the bugles sing the last post in chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? That's Eric Bogle. And then after that, he'd kind of reached his peak for a while, and he didn't really do very much that was good. And then all of a sudden, he kind of shaped up and got back on track and has written some wonderful, wonderful stuff over the years. He's on Green Tracks Records and out of Scotland. And he, again, lives in Australia. I believe there are Australian versions of these albums as well. But he's been around for many, many years now, and he does what he does. This is one called The Sign. And it's a pretty good little song, Eric Bogle.
In the summer of last year, in the city far from here, that stands on the shores of the fair Pacific Sea, I walked its pleasant streets, no view in mind, no one to meet, content to wander where my aimless feet let me. A few streets from my hotel, I passed an old stone wall, where three words had been scrawled by an unknown hand. When I read them, I stopped dead. In disbelief, I shook my head, for the words on that wall read, Free Bobby Sands. As the sun began to fall and the day began to dawn, thought I heard the wild geese call from a dark and empty sky. For long minutes I stood there in that busy thoroughfare, while the past rose sharp and clear in my mind's eye. I saw it all again, the passion, hate and pain, the indifference and the shame as a young man died. But it was all so long ago, and who now cares or knows why Bobby Sands chose his lonely death. But to the one who wrote that sign, it seems that Bobby's light still shines. The words rang from another time, but the paint was fresh. As the sun began to fall and the day began to dawn, thought I heard the wild geese call from a dark and empty sky. So I went down to the sea to let its wild song comfort me, but my thoughts would not let me be, and unchecked they ran through my future, present and past. Not for the first time nor the last, I heard them ask, could you be the kind of man who would gladly sacrifice everything, even life, and put no price on a cause or an ideal? No answer echoed in my heart, so I I turned and I walked back through the twilight's deepening dark to my hotel.
Tonight.
Nashville, never be nowhere it's at. I don't look cute in a cowboy suit, don't wear a big black hat. Don't sing y'all an American drawl, how love is a painful thing. I sing how it is with no showbiz and a Scottish Aussie twang. But look, the awards are being announced, I wonder who will win. God dang my eyes, what a surprise, John and Gina, Lee and Slim. Makes a pleasant change from last year, I'm sure you will agree. If I remember right, the winners that night were John and Gina, Slim and Love.
I know she wants to leave here, there's nothing I can do. I promise we'll get better before the year is through. 'Cause everybody's waiting for the sun to rise. California, and everybody's watching for the sunny sky.
Katrina McKay and Chris Stout. Nice version of The Hangman's Reel. Of course, the legend of The Hangman's Reel goes that the reason why it's, you have to cross-tune your fiddle, you have to do something with your fiddle, tune it differently to play The Hangman's Reel, play it the way they played it. And their legend is that when this individual, this musician, this fiddle player was about to be hung, that they gave him a fiddle, I believe, with three strings. And they said, if you can make a tune off of this, and you know, you'll be reprieved, you won't be hung. And so he did, and played what is now The Hangman's Reel, supposedly. And I don't know if he was reprieved or not, but that's called The Hangman's Reel, and that's the story of The Hangman's Reel. And before that, Anna Marie, and from her album, or Anna Murray, from her album Three Kings, Gaelic that I can't pronounce. It's on the playlist at nwpr.org. Alrighty. Okay. Let's do one more from Anna Marie here, and as opposed to the Snowbird Queen, this is kind of nice actually, on the Scottish small pipes. That's Donald Clancy. An album. The album's called Close to Home. It's a collection of Irish tunes played on the guitar. And don't ask me how to pronounce that last one, but you can find it again on our playlist. Any of these things that I can't pronounce, you can see exactly how they're spelled on the playlist at nwpr.org. And there's no sense in making a fool of oneself trying to pronounce it. You just roll with the flow, and it's in writing, even as this show airs. Alrighty? Alrighty. Good album, though. The whole album is kind of like that. We heard Lord Inchiquin, and then this last track. Pretty nice stuff. Richard D. Henry. Yes, indeed. A little bluegrass may probably wind up the show here for you.
You can travel near and far, but you never erase those childhood memories of the old home place. We'd gather in the evening with our friends and family. Everyone would listen to the mountain melody. Down in the valley, high on the hill, a mournful sound of a lonesome whippoorwill, the whistling of the wind through an old oak tree, Mother Nature playing her mountain melody. The silence of the night. His songs seem to say everything will be alright. All of God's creatures, and including you and me, we're all a part of that mountain melody. Down in the valley, high on a hill, a mournful sound of a lonesome whippoorwill, whistling of the wind through an old oak tree, Mother Nature playing her mountain melody. Sometimes you can even hear an old fiddle play, hear the old folks singing about I'll fly away. Mom and Daddy down on bended knee, they're thankful to be part of that mountain melody. Down in the valley, high on a hill, a mournful sound of a lonesome whippoorwill, the whistling of the wind through an old oak tree, Mother Nature playing her mountain melody. Sound of a lonesome whippoorwill.
Oh, Richard D. Henry and the Mountain Melody. Looks like it's going to wind up the show, doesn't it? You hear Heidi in the background? I bet you do. Alrighty, Brett Sharbert doing the editing on this show, as well as Charlotte Yao, Alex Seddons, and Janelle. Uh-oh, can never remember her last name. Janelle. But Janelle's cool. She is Janelle. Alrighty? And that's all about. Okay? Don't you agree? If you want something on the calendar, you gotta let me know 6-7 weeks in advance just to make it all work. We missed the breaks in the second and third hour of the show. The bottom of the hour breaks, missed them. And if there were any underwriters, I really do apologize. We'll make it all work. We'll make it up to you somehow along the line. I don't think there were, but if there were, my apologies. Chris Stortle on playlists and narration and reading and all the information that I need to make this thing work. Thanks, Chris, for doing that. And that's what this looks like, okay? Heidi's going to start singing about the highways and the freeways and stuff like that. If you want to email me, you can email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at W-S-U. That's D as in Daniel, mahersu.edu, or you can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks. And then nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past.